This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Confirmed cases of swine flu continue to go up. At least 68 Americans have come down with it. And the CDC has confirmed that one child has died in Texas from the flu. President Obama this morning asked schools to close if they have confirmed or suspected cases. Experts say the new flu may disappear with warm weather, but return perhaps with a vengeance by next winter. In light of that threat, NPR's Richard Knox reports that the Obama administration appears close to announcing a decision to make a vaccine against swine flu by the fall.
Normally, it takes 6 months to make a regular flu vaccine. An effective vaccine protects most people from getting the flu. The nation's top vaccine official says the plan is to make enough swine flu vaccine for all 304 million Americans by September, 5 months from now. Bruce Gellin of the Department of Health and Human Services says the first decision point on whether to go ahead will be in early June. That's when manufacturers will be told to switch over from making regular seasonal flu vaccine to a special swine flu vaccine.
And then as you continue to watch the situation, the question is whether you tell them to keep going or to turn it off sometime. If they kept going, you would expect the vaccine to be available that could start to be put into vaccination programs by early to mid-September.
Gellin thinks manufacturers have enough capacity, but not all the swine flu vaccine would be ready at once.
There may be several million doses available initially, and then on a daily basis, additional doses would be manufactured and released.
That means the first doses of swine flu vaccine would need to be rationed. Decisions will need to be made about who gets it first, the most medically frail and those most at risk, or the people on the front lines, like healthcare and public safety workers, who need to keep society going in the event of a severe flu pandemic. But there are some big logistical problems. One issue is whether people will need to get two separate flu vaccines next fall. Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University says there's talk about mixing a cocktail that would contain both regular flu vaccine and the new swine flu vaccine.
The discussion is, should they do a separate vaccine that would require an additional injection, or could they insert it into the traditional vaccine?
Schaffner says getting two vaccines into the arms of more than 300 million Americans would be a monumental task.
Having two separate vaccines surely confuses and burdens the delivery system because we would then have to give two doses.
Gellin seems to favor a separate vaccine that only protects against swine flu. There's another complication. People might need to get two shots of swine flu vaccine plus the regular flu vaccine, a total of three shots. That's because when people get a flu vaccine they've never had before, it often takes an additional booster to get protection. If so, it would require more than 600 million doses of the new vaccine. That's a lot more than manufacturers will turn out this year, but Gellin thinks it can be done. There's another crucial question, safety. Experts are haunted by what happened with the nation's last campaign to vaccinate against swine flu back in 1976. It was halted after several hundred people came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare paralyzing disease, and some of them died. In the end, the threatened swine flu pandemic never materialized. Dr. Gregory Poland of Mayo Clinic says even if a swine flu vaccine were ready to go next September, he'd hold off using it unless swine flu were an immediate threat.
Just because you won't have had the clinical test to know as much about safety as you'll want to know.
And nobody wants a repeat of 1976. Richard Knox, NPR News.